You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Radio traffic from last week's shooting of a possibly unarmed man by Bexar County Sheriff's deputies mentions, quote, suicide by cop.
Looks like the male that called it in assaulted his wife and child, so possibly two patients. He is also threatening suicide.
Broadcastify has published audio of a dispatcher telling EMS that Gilbert Flores was threatening to commit suicide either by his own hand or by police hands. Schools are closed in and around Fox Lake, Illinois this morning as authorities scour the area in search of three men accused of killing a veteran police officer. Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz was fatally shot early yesterday while chasing the suspects on foot. The FBI, U.S. Marshals, ATF, and over 100 police officers are all part of the search. President Obama wraps up his three-day tour of Alaska today with a trip north of the Atlantic Circle. Yesterday, Obama taped a future segment of the NBC survival show Running Wild with Bear Grylls during his Alaska trip. This is USA Headline News.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty, with an I, .com, or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Catholics around the world are reacting to Pope Francis' latest bombshell regarding forgiveness of abortions. Reverend Monsignor M. Francis Mannion of Salt Lake City's St. Vincent de Paul says the Pope's decision is not a surprise on one level, given the Pontiff's continuing efforts to bring the Catholic Church into the 21st century.
What he does do is express compassion and mercy and solidarity with people who, with women who've had abortions and those associated with abortion in general.
Mannion says yesterday's letter is groundbreaking because for the first time it allows priests worldwide to offer forgiveness for a, quote, reserved sin. The ability to forgive technically only applies to a, quote, year of mercy that begins this December. But Catholic officials say the new policy may last much longer.
In the spirit of opening up the possibility of forgiveness more generously, he is saying that priests can take care of it themselves.
Make sure to join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
Former professional wrestler Jimmy Superfly Snuka is charged with killing his former girlfriend more than 30 years ago in Pennsylvania. The Hall of Famer was indicted yesterday in the death of Nancy Argentino. Lake County District Attorney Jim Martin is defending the forensic pathologist who failed to rule Argentino's death a homicide back in 1983.
Knowing him as well as I do, I'm quite sure that it wouldn't matter what Jimmy Snuka's profession or employment was, or anybody else's for that matter.
An autopsy determined Argentino suffered a traumatic brain injury after her head was slammed into a hard stationary object. She died in a Pennsylvania hotel while on a trip with Snuka for a World Wrestling Federation event. Snuka was arrested at his home in Waterford Township, New Jersey yesterday. He's free on $100,000 bond. Consumer Reports is picking the worst of the worst when it comes to cars for the year. The Chrysler 200 comes in as the least favorable. In its October issue, Consumer Reports claims the midsize has a raspy four-cylinder engine and klutzy handling. It's a final resting place that's out of this world, and it can be yours for less than $10,000 if you're one of the first 50 to die. It isn't an infomercial or an article in The Onion. A San Francisco-based celestial funeral company called Elysium Space is selling what it calls a lunar memorial that hauls cremated remains to the moon. The first 50 sets of ashes will ride to the moon on a lunar mission scheduled for the second half of 2017. After the first 50, the cost to have ashes sent into space goes up to nearly $12,000. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News. USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Radio traffic from last week's shooting of a possibly unarmed man by Bexar County Sheriff's deputies mentions, quote, suicide by cop.
Looks like the male that called it in assaulted his wife and child, so possibly two patients. He is also threatening suicide.
Broadcastify has published audio of a dispatcher telling EMS that Gilbert Flores was threatening to commit suicide either by his own hand or by police hands. Schools are closed in and around Fox Lake, Illinois this morning as authorities scour the area in search of three men accused of killing a veteran police officer. Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz was fatally shot early yesterday while chasing the suspects on foot. The FBI, U.S. Marshals, ATF, and over 100 police officers are all part of the search. President Obama wraps up his three-day tour of Alaska today with a trip north of the Atlantic Circle. Yesterday, Obama taped a future segment of the NBC survival show Running Wild with Bear Grylls during his Alaska trip. This is USA Headline News.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your wait,
what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty, with an I.com, or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Catholics around the world are reacting to Pope Francis' latest bombshell regarding forgiveness of abortions. Reverend Monsignor M. Francis Mannion of Salt Lake City's St. Vincent de Paul says the Pope's decision is not a surprise on one level, given the Pontiff's continuing efforts to bring the Catholic Church into the 21st century.
What he does do is express compassion and mercy and solidarity with people who, with women who've had abortions and those associated with abortion in general.
Mannion says yesterday's letter is groundbreaking because for the first time it allows priests worldwide to offer forgiveness for a, quote, reserved sin. The ability to forgive technically only applies to a, quote, year of mercy that begins this December. The Catholic officials say the new policy may last much longer.
In the spirit of opening up the possibility of forgiveness more generously, he is saying that priests can take care of it themselves.
Make sure to join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Former professional wrestler Jimmy Superfly Snuka is charged with killing his former girlfriend more than 30 years ago in Pennsylvania. The Hall of Famer was indicted yesterday in the death of Nancy Argentino. Lake County District Attorney Jim Martin is defending the forensic pathologist who failed to rule Argentino's death a homicide back in 1983.
Knowing him as well as I do, I'm quite sure that It wouldn't matter what Jimmy Snuka's profession or employment was, or anybody else's for that matter.
An autopsy determined Argentino suffered a traumatic brain injury after her head was slammed into a hard stationary object. She died in a Pennsylvania hotel while on a trip with Snuka for a World Wrestling Federation event. Snuka was arrested at his home in Waterford Township, New Jersey yesterday. He's free on $100,000 bond. Consumer Reports is picking the worst of the worst when it comes to cars for the year. The Chrysler 200 comes in as the least favorable. In its October issue, Consumer Reports claims the midsize has a raspy four-cylinder engine and klutzy handling. It's a final resting place that's out of this world, and it can be yours for less than $10,000 if you're one of the first 50 to die. It isn't an infomercial or an article in The Onion. A San Francisco-based celestial funeral company called Elysium Space is selling what it calls a lunar memorial that hauls cremated remains to the moon. The first 50 sets of ashes will ride to the moon on a lunar mission scheduled for the second half of 2017. After the first 50, the cost to have ashes sent into space goes up to nearly $12,000. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. I am also a licensed professional counselor. And my topic today is, does talk therapy work? And I wanted to talk about why it does. So often what happens is people who recognize that they're depressed or anxious or has some type of emotional distress have a strong tendency to reach out for a medical answer, meaning getting some kind of prescription, an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. And I'm not saying that those things don't work. They do work. However, as a licensed professional counselor, I have not only discovered, but have noticed and seen, and I'm reading articles that talk therapy actually is beneficial in that it actually changes the brain. Now, does medication change the brain? Well, it does while you're on it, and it's not necessarily a permanent change. Why do I say that? Well, the medication that you might be on does exactly what it's supposed to do, probably either creating more serotonin or dopamine or whatever the neurotransmitter that your brain is requiring, so that it does work. However, studies do show that talk therapy actually reduces and lowers your risk of relapse into depression or anxiety, into obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, even addiction and codependency. So talk therapy, it works. And I think there's several reasons. One, I'm going to talk a little bit more about change in brain chemistry, but then also it is, and I think one of the most important things that happens is that it's that interpersonal connection with another human being. So, you know, the news took up a little bit of time here, and I actually have to take a commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
This is Genia Versa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chris Phelan, President of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I am talking about talk therapy and why it actually works. So the thing is that we need to recognize that talking actually changes our brain. It changes our brain function. It may even help us change our minds. Now, of course, our minds are part of our brain, and it's really hard to separate the two things. But talk therapy gives us the opportunity to do things such as think and look and recognize and understand and make choices. Medications don't do that necessarily. So one of the things that's really important to know is that talk therapy works because it actually changes brain function. The difference between talk therapy and medication also is that talk therapy takes more time. Medication can take a week to 3 weeks before it kicks in. So things that can be treated, like depression, anxiety, work by, number one, changing thought patterns. Now, as a therapist, I provide tools in helping someone do that. We look at all of the negative self-talk. I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I never amount to anything, nothing ever works for me, I'm a loser, I'm a failure. Wherever I go, there's a dark cloud that follows me. I have no skills. I have no talents. These are just thoughts. And thoughts are generated by experiences. They're generated by what we have heard. Oftentimes, these thoughts are things that we either heard our parents say about themselves, or they were said to us when we were children, and we are just repeating what we heard. But the reality is that our brain is functioning in a particular way that is actively producing negative self-talk. So one of the things that happens in talk therapy is we talk about changing negative self-talk to positive self-talk. Making positive self-statements. I'm capable. I'm talented. I'm lovable. I can learn new things. It's okay to make mistakes. I learn by the mistakes I make. I can make good choices in my life today. I am making healthy choices for myself. So when we practice thinking positive things, it changes the chemistry function in our brain. One of the things that I talk about quite often with my clients is habit. When we have negative self-talk, which leads to low self-esteem, it comes from a habit of negative thinking. Negative self-talk, a habit. I have been practicing it and practicing it and practicing it for years. I may not even remember the very first message that I received as an infant. It plays a role. The messages that our parents send us, and this is not to necessarily blame our parents, even though they have created the foundation oftentimes of our negative self-talk. It is about recognizing that it comes from somewhere and that we have been practicing it so often and so frequently that it just seems as if this is real. You know, I use this example. So I have been practicing this negative way of thinking for so long, it's automatic. I suspect most of those that are listening drive. And I don't think we any longer say, oh, look, the light has turned red and I need to stop on the brake. Oh, look, the light is now green. I have to take my foot off the brake and put it on the gas and start moving forward. It is an automatic process. We just do it out of habit. We see red lights, foot goes on the brake. We don't really notice that we're thinking about it. Light's green, foot goes on the gas, and we go. So it's the way our brain functions. Our brain functions in formation of habits. So if I have talk, self-talk, that says I'm no good, that says, that focuses on if this had happened, if that had happened, I regret this, this was a bad thing, chances are I'm going to end up with depression. And then the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if there's no guarantee? What if I fail? Now anxiety happens. So one of the things that we work on is practicing mindfulness, being in the present moment. We can't change the past. So thinking about it is not going to do anything but sap ourselves of precious energy. My gosh, why is it then when someone is depressed, they're lethargic and they're sleepy and they want to go to bed and they have no energy? Well, all of those heavy thoughts, those burdensome thoughts, weigh heavy on us to the point where we may even lose our appetites or try and cover up and overeat and feel moody and irritable because we keep focusing on and beating ourselves up for all of the has-beens, the shoulda, woulda, couldas. And the same thing with anxiety. But it's all about future worry. So practicing staying in the present moment does not give me the opportunity to dwell or live in the past or worry and focus on the future. So what does mindfulness mean? It means being in the now. And oftentimes it's using our five senses, because our brain requires activity. That's what it does. It thinks. So if I'm thinking in the present moment, I'm sitting here, I've got a microphone in front of me. Actually, there's a sticker on there. I'm just seeing what I see. And the sticker is white with black letters on it that say mic one. Present moment. In the moment. What do I hear? Actually, I have headphones on. I feel the warmth of the headphones over my ears. And I can hear myself as I'm speaking into the microphone. Mic one, right in front of me. Actually, I have some coffee, so I taste some coffee right now. And I smell the electronics of the room. So it's about what I see, taste, smell, touch, and see in the moment. Practicing mindfulness helps us change our brain function. And it's something that we talk about. So quite often I will say to my clients, what is happening right now? Where are you right now? What's going on? What do you see right now in the office? So that is one of the tools that actually changes our brain's way of thinking. Practicing mindfulness, changing negative thoughts into positive thoughts, developing a new habit of thinking. The other thing that talk therapy does is it promotes awareness of emotional conflict. So, I don't think I should be angry about particular situations. That's usually a cue for me when a client says that. I shouldn't be angry. And I say, that tells me you really are angry. And you're telling yourself not to be angry. I think there's a lot of things to be angry about. I know I have anger. I see things on the news. I become angry. I say to myself, oh, I'm a therapist. I shouldn't be angry. I should be understanding. Well, I'm angry, and it's okay. It's better that I say that I'm angry, and it's better that I acknowledge that I'm angry, and I can then make decisions in what I'm going to do with my anger rather than stuff it and feel conflicted by it. So this emotional confliction can create problems because I am not aware of myself and my actions, my motives. Talk therapy helps me understand myself. In talking with another person, and this is something that happens in couples counseling, we create sort of a mirror. So as the client is talking, I reflect back what I'm hearing them say. And sometimes there's, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, that really doesn't make sense, does it? Now that I'm thinking about it. So it works. Well, I need to take a little break. I'm going to do a little news and weather break, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. Thank you.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Helicopters are helping in the search for three men wanted in the shooting death of a Northern Illinois police officer. Yesterday, Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Gilnowitz told dispatchers he was chasing three men on foot. That was the last he was heard from. Backup officers found him shot. The public is being asked to help.
Residents need to keep a watchful eye, you know, and report any suspicious activity.
That was Sergeant Christopher Cavelli from the Lake County Sheriff's Office. President Obama now has the votes needed to pass the Iran nuclear deal. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski says she will vote in favor, so now a veto cannot be overridden. Florida Senator and presidential candidate Marco Rubio responded on Fox News.
This is not a treaty. There's nothing about this that's binding on the next administration.
He says that he will reimpose sanctions on his first day in office if elected. This is USA Headline News.
This report is brought to you by Kwikset. More than 50% of homeowners say they always notice door hardware in other people's homes, making door decor very important. Though home improvement can be tricky and sometimes costly, experts reveal you don't have to break the bank to give your home a more modern feel. Kwikset has new contemporary door hardware styles coming out this September. With all levers under $50, switching out your door hardware won't burn a hole in your pocket. Nationally recognized design expert and HGTV hostess Sabrina Soto reveals how to save money and maximize your budget.
Upgrading your home's aesthetic can be as simple as sprucing up paint and changing out hardware. You can do it all yourself. I've helped homeowners across the country add new life to their homes and on very tight budgets. The designs from Kwikset make my job easy. They add unique sophistication to homes and are very affordable.
Now you can keep your home improvements on budget and on trend. For more information, visit Kwikset.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host. I did say I was going to give you the weather because I did not at the top of the hour. And basically, it is sunny, 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 sunny. We have not had rain for quite a while, so mostly sunny today. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms Thursday night before 2 a.m. And then slight chance of some rain showers on Friday. Otherwise, sunny, sunny, sunny and in the 80s, lower 90s. So that's it for the weather. Wanted to do it really quick. Anyway, so I'm talking about talk therapy. And why talk therapy works. Talk therapy helps us change our patterns of thinking. Negative to positive. Anxiety, worries of the future, dwelling in the past, to being in the present moment. It increases emotional awareness. It also provides us with tools on how to talk about how we feel, thereby resolving the emotional issues. It also helps us to develop new healthy habits of self-awareness, communication, and choice-making. In addition, talk therapy helps us understand relationship. Relationship to ourselves, relationship to other people, and relationship to the world around us, which from my viewpoint is also about spirituality. And so it helps us to develop and experience new patterns of relatedness. It changes brain function. There are actual studies when PET scans are done before talk therapy and after talk therapy without medication that shows real, actual changes in brain function. Brain function changing without medication. My gosh. The bottom line is this. We live in a time where we have, I'm going to call it, sloppy thinking. Why do I say that? Well, we are living in a time where some of the very core and foundation issues of America are being eroded away. We happen to be a society, or at least we were a society, where we really talked about, in some ways, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. Independence. That doesn't mean that we don't ask for help when we need help, but it means that I look to myself for solutions to my problems. I look to myself for solutions to my own problems. I have the own answer. When I give up that and I say, I'm going to look towards others, I'm going to look towards the government for solutions to my problems, I actually give away my freedom of choice, because then I get a selection. Let me put it to you this way. I go to a restaurant. They hand me the menu. I get to choose whatever is on the menu. So if I am going to an Italian restaurant and I want a Greek salad, chances are I won't get it there. I need to go to a Greek restaurant. Now, of course, I do have the choice to do that in reality, but we will say, in theory, the government is like the Italian restaurant. I get to only choose what they offer. However, if I make the choice to say, you know what? I don't think I want to go to that restaurant. I'm going to cook for myself at home. I can cook pasta, or I can have a Greek salad, or I can make a hamburger, or I can eat vegetarian, or I could do whatever I want to do and eat and cook in my style in my own kitchen. Therefore, one of the most positive things as a therapist that I provide with my clients with talk therapy is helping them recognize that they are in charge of their own thinking. Because when I allow others to influence my thinking, and how do I do it? It's like, let's get in touch with, who am I really? What am I really feeling? How am I handling my feelings in a healthy way? What is working for me? You know, I talk about this also with my clients. And again, talk therapy. Four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. These feelings influence the decisions that we make. So our feelings are really important. They influence the decisions that we make. If I recognize that I am afraid, I will make choices to put myself in a safe place. If I'm angry, if I'm feeling violated, again, I make choices to either get out of the relationship, take some kind of appropriate, healthy action. If I'm sad, I may need to give myself some downtime, time to recuperate from a loss. Those three feelings, sad, mad, and afraid, are our guideposts to guide us towards feelings of satisfaction, happy. They're really important for us to recognize. So, if talk therapy increases emotional awareness, if it helps us recognize that we have emotional conflict and helps us make better choices, then why not? It leads to health. Rather than sloppy thinking. Being influenced by others. Giving other people control of our lives. And then getting angry about it. It results in what we have now, cultural confusion. The way I look at it, we have a society right now where we have some people that are saying, wait a minute, let's get back on the right road, and other people who are saying, wait a minute, it's everybody else's fault that I'm feeling what I'm feeling. One of the things that happens in talk therapy is we look at the foundation of what's going on in your life, the foundation, and we begin to say, let's make changes. Let's become responsible. Take responsibility for yourself. What can you do? How can you move forward in your life by the choices that you're making now? The reality is, we over-medicate in our society because it's the easy fix. And again, it works quickly. However, chances are it's temporary. Stop the medication, the brain returns to its old functioning. With talk therapy and practicing new habits, becoming self-aware, our brain begins to think differently. We begin to act differently. One of the main theories that's used is cognitive behavioral therapy. I use rational emotional behavioral therapy. There's also dialectic behavioral therapy. One of these things that these particular theories encourage is learning how to be uncomfortable. Well, being uncomfortable is not something that we all want to do. However, there are times in our lives that life is uncomfortable. We need to learn how to tolerate it while we're making healthy decisions on what to do to make changes. When we give our power away, our personal power away, and then we complain that we're feeling controlled, it's really our own fault. It's a type of codependency. One of the things that when I post my little snippet before my shows, which I tend to do Wednesday mornings on Facebook and LinkedIn, I've learned process of learning technology. I think we're always learning something about technology, that Facebook now also has hashtags. So one of the things that I had on my little snippets is a hashtag on mental health, a hashtag on addiction, a hashtag on recovery, a hashtag on counseling, hashtag remove the stigma, because there's a huge stigma about mental health. And I've changed the mental health hashtag to mental health matters, because we are in the things matter phase of society right now. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit because, again, I unfortunately need to, unfortunately, because without our sponsors, we cannot be here. So I need to take another break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And I'm talking today about talk therapy and why it works. So if you're considering therapy or counseling, it's a good choice. We all can use someone to talk to at some point in our lives. When we have one out of every four Americans suffering from some kind of emotional, mental struggle at some point in their life, so many people just turn to medication and they don't turn to counseling. They don't turn to talk therapy. Sometimes we're ashamed, embarrassed. Well, here's the thing. When we go talk about it, we recognize there's nothing to be ashamed of. If my thinking is distorted, if my thinking is sloppy, if my thinking isn't working for me and it's affecting my behavior, how do I notice that? Again, like I said, it's because I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I find myself in bad relationships. Maybe I'm turning to drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex addiction, and other things to try and appease whatever is going on with myself emotionally, trying to fix the problem in some way. There is no shame in reaching out for counseling and getting help. That's part of why, with Everything Matters, I changed my hashtag to Mental Health Matters, because it does matter. It matters incredibly. You know, mental health matters more, believe it or not, and I can't say there's a study on this, but I'm going to make a good guess. Mental health matters more than the choices that you make for food. Now, why do I say that? Or exercise. Why do I say that? Well, if I am working on good mental health, chances are I will exercise. Chances are I make healthy choices in what I eat. With good mental health, I make choices in terms of the kind of relationships I have. I begin to think in a more logical and sound manner. I become more independent and self-sufficient. I stop being a victim. Mental health matters. I don't really know why we would want to play the role of victim in our lives. And sometimes, you know, we can go to a transactional analysis and all kinds of things, games people play, which is something that most people don't even recognize anymore as a part of a theory was around pretty popular in the 70s, but if I get to play the role of a victim, then I get somebody to rescue me. It's a game. It's a game that we play. It's a dance. If I get to play the victim, you get to rescue me. But see, here's the thing, and this is the codependency. Cartman drama triangle. Cartman, K-A-R-P-M-A-N, drama triangle. Google it. It's the basis of codependency. There's enabling. There's rescuing. There's caretaking. Well, aren't we doing that in our society? Enabling, rescuing, caretaking? What happens with the Cartman drama triangle? It moves, it shifts to the other corner of the triangle, where the person that we are rescuing, enabling, caretaking, feels persecuted, angry. And then it shifts down to the bottom part of the triangle where we play the role of victim. I see it in so many things that are going on. Caretake, rescue, enable. Caretake, rescue, enable. What does it do? It turns us into victims. In caretaking, rescuing, and enabling, the one thing that never happens is self-care, self-awareness, self-love, self-esteem. The consequence is being a victim. When we're victims, we're angry. I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be victimized, so we're angry. And I'm going to blame. And then I feel emotional conflicts because I really should be happy for the little handout that I'm getting, but I'm really angry because it's not what somebody else has. It amazes me what talk therapy does. And I see it in my office time and time and time again. Talk therapy changes thought patterns. Brain scans show that talk therapy works. The difference is that talk therapy takes some time. The upside is that talk therapy is more permanent because it is creating a new habit. Habits don't happen overnight. I don't create a habit. Oh, I think I'm going to start drinking more water. So today I drink more water. That's not a new habit. Do you know it takes our brain approximately 90 days to create a new habit? One of the things that I'm reading here, some studies that say talk therapy, 12 sessions. 12 sessions. Let me think. 12 sessions. So if we've got four weeks in a month, 30 days in a month, 90 days, 3 months. Wow. Isn't that something? How that seems to work. So 90 days of having talk therapy once a week, making some cognitive real changes, changing patterns of thinking, changing patterns in self-talk, changing habits, changes the brain, developing self-awareness, learning to make new and healthy choices. Here's the other thing. Our brain only has access to what it's learned. And I say this to my clients. I read it out of a a book that I have sitting next to my desk. It's called the Grief Recovery Handbook. And it has this statement. We have to know something about the computer we call our mind, the brain. It only has access to what it's learned. So I'll say to my clients, you speak Chinese? No, how come? I never learned it. Well, there you go. Good example. I don't never learn Chinese either. May have to, but, you know. Mind only has access to what it's learned. Here's the other thing. The information that we store in our brain is stored with importance attached to it because of where we got the information. When we get the information from our parents, our teachers, authority figures, books, the internet, our government, that's all we know. So if our government tells us that the Iran nuke deal is a good deal, well, that's an authority. We're going to believe that that's correct. Isn't that correct? Because our government wouldn't do anything to hurt us, would they? Well, you know what? Here's the bottom line, and this is where talk therapy comes into play. We get to talk about it, think about it, recognize how you feel about it, begin to make new decisions about it, healthy decisions about it, change our minds about it. So if you're considering talk therapy, and I hope if you're struggling with something that you do consider it, you begin to recognize that in reality, talk therapy, though it may take more time, is a more permanent, healthy choice. You get to learn how to handle your emotions, to stop the negative talk, to change to positive talk, to practice being in the present moment, to stop being codependent, to start with self-care, building self-esteem, changing the brain. It's your choice. You can take medication with all its side effects, meaning maybe you got to take three of them, or you can make an appointment. Speaking of making an appointment, if anyone is interested, I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. I have a private practice in Flemington. You can find out more about what I do on the web by looking up www.altarolecounselor.net or altarolecounselor.com. That's altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R. If you have any comments, you can find me at 908-237-2899. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to set up an appointment, I deal with all kinds of issues from addictions to codependency to depression, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, relationship issues, grief and loss, stress, anger management, just to name a few things. I believe in talk therapy. Otherwise, of course, I wouldn't be. That wouldn't be what I would be doing as a profession, and I see the changes that happen in people's lives. The healthy choices they begin to make, the new habits they begin to form. You can also follow me. I have a new Facebook page, Counselor's Chat, so please look me up on Facebook under Counselor's Chat, and I'm hoping to start being a little bit more interactive on that site, as well as I'm hoping in the near future to start blogging. So I will keep you informed on that a little bit more. So I'm going to end the show with hashtag mental health matters. And it does. Hashtag mental health matters. Have a good week. I'll be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's show. Hashtag mental health matters. Let's remove the stigma.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care.